These are amazing men, and people should know. They should know what they do.
Enchanted Sky Media.
This is Code 3, the podcast for firefighters. Now, here's your host, Scott Orr.
That's right, and I will not let Parkinson stop me. Thanks for joining me again this week. Well, it's been 4.5 years since that day, and now there's a movie about the death of the 19 Granite Mountain Hotshots. It's called Only the Brave, and it stars Josh Brolin as Eric Marsh, Jennifer Connelly as Amanda Marsh, and Miles Teller as Brendan McDonough. People who knew the Hotshots, people in Prescott, have been understandably skeptical about this film. After all, Hollywood tells great stories, but it isn't really known for telling them accurately. Here's a preview of Only the Brave.
The fire gets past our line, it goes to our town.
Myrna, we're seconds away. It's gonna feel like the end of the world. As long as you can breathe, you can survive.
She's barely seen you for the past few months.
I'm sorry.
Heroes.
No one could be prouder of his boys than I am of you guys.
The film was screened for VIPs in July. Those VIPs included the widows of the Hotshots. I spoke with two of them, Christy Carter Eckel, wife of the late Travis Carter, and Desiree Steed, widow of Jesse Steed. Krista was one of those people who wasn't so sure she'd like this movie.
I was very skeptical of it in the beginning.
But she was glad the studio offered the families a chance to see it together in advance.
It was definitely more comforting to be able to have it as a personal experience with the other family that also went through it with me on that day. It was much easier, I think, to do it that way than for us to have to see it with the rest of the public when it comes out. But in all honesty, there's even seeing that movie, you know, there was a part of it that was difficult for me.
Desiree Steed.
After everyone got done watching it, and even while the movie was going on, you could just kind of have this overall sense of sadness. I think it really got to everyone to see the movie.
Krista was mostly satisfied with the film.
I just kind of feel because they had their crew name involved in the movie, and it does show a lot about how the crew was made and brought about, that I wish I could have seen more of individual recognition for the men on the Hotshots. They were recognized as a whole as Granite Mountain Hotshots, but there was really not much that I saw in there that, you know, was giving recognition to each individual by their names, whether it be that or, you know, a little bit more of their personal stories. So, you know, that's just what I wish could have been incorporated into it more.
One of the major concerns among those close to the Hotshots has been whether the film would try to lay blame or draw conclusions. Desiree said some elements are conjecture on the part of the filmmakers.
There are certain things that I think we're probably just kind of a best guess scenario. But I think to be fair, I don't know that we would really have better answers on that.
Krista said the movie was fair and didn't assume too much.
It doesn't give the whole storyline and a whole lot of the truths from that day. But to be honest, we all still have questions and don't really know the truth of that day. So that's the part of it that I do agree with it. They do not put that in there. They did a great job of not doing that in the movie.
Desiree found it strange to see herself on the big screen. She's played by actress Jenny Gabrielle.
I never in a million years would have expected that for my life. I was never looking for that, never wanted that. So to see something, to see someone playing me, even though it was just a very small portion of the film, it was still a very strange experience.
Jesse Steed is played by actor James Badge Dale, And Desiree took advantage of an opportunity to meet with him and try to give him some details about Jesse.
I think the main interest was wanting to really get his character down. Things that seem like such a small thing to probably a lot of people, but we talked about, you know, right down to the way that he would keep busy in the buggy and the way that he would keep busy on a fire line or when they were at a base camp and things like that. A lot of that isn't really shown in the movie, but I think it really did a good job of relating to him the type of character that my husband had.
She felt that since they were going to tell the story with or without her, she'd rather have some input.
My viewpoint on this since my husband died has always been that people are going to tell the story. They're going to write the story. They're going to make the movies, and they don't need my permission. They don't need my authorization. I wanted it to be at least as accurate as possible. If they're going to write about my husband, if they're going to put him on a big screen, I wanted it to be with input so that there would at least be some similarities to the real thing.
The film tries to give us the flavor of what a hotshot's life is like, and Krista and Desiree don't have any problem with that.
I would recommend that people see it only for the fact that it gives a good glimpse into wild and firefighting. I mean, obviously, I was not a hotshot. I was never on the fire line, so the truth of what I actually know is being the wife of a wildland firefighter. And I feel from that perspective that it does give good information.
I think they did a pretty good job making it realistic. I mean, it's hard for me to even say on that. I was a hotshot wife. I was never an actual hotshot. So I wasn't out there cutting line and doing the things that my husband did or that any of these other men did. So, I mean, in a way, a lot of that is speculation for me as well. But as far as from what I would talk about with my husband, it seemed like it was pretty accurate.
The movie is Only the Brave, and it opens October 20th. Desiree Steed gets the final word.
These are amazing men, and people should know. They should know what they do. Bring some Kleenex.
And that's our show for this week. We're always looking for listener comments. If you want to hear someone on this show, send us an email and tell us. Just head over to the website, code3podcast.com, and you'll see how to contact us right there. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week with more. I'm Scott Orr, and until next week, I'll see you later.
Code 3 is a production of Enchanted Sky Media. To get in contact with us, visit code3podcast.com. And if you haven't subscribed yet, you should. Don't miss an episode. Find us at the Apple iTunes Store, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts.